President of the Anointed Radical Mighty Youths Army of the Faith Word Ministries, Dr. Raquel Kreese, said the Academy for Vulnerable and Abused Teenagers will be located next door to their church in Daphne. She said this is part of their work to further reach out to the nation's youths.
I shared the vision that God wanted to really connect more with the young people in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, those that are battered and bruised, and those that are really having a hard time. And since that vision has been birthed, God provided the land right next to the church. And from since then, we've been building. And it is amazing that God has provided. And now Army Academy, which would house 200 young people, would be finished and opened on the 10th of April, 2023. And it's all because of the grace of God and our obedience concerning what God wants to do with the nation's young people in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Dr. Kreese said they will be working closely with the relevant government ministries to ensure that youths in need of the services offered by the Academy receive the assistance.
We really plan to tag team with the youth division in St. Vincent, the family services in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and we're going to start as well a faith foundation whereby we are going to go into homes. We're going to have basically something like a hotline where families will be able to reach out to us concerning if they have a troubled teen, or even schools will be able to reach out to us and refer us to parents to say, hey, there's an organization that helps along with troubled young, you know, young people are troubled in different regards. And so we want to be that bridge that curbs all of that. So the family service, the youth division in St. Vincent, the schools, they would be able to touch base with us because we want to work closely with these organizations.
Dr. Kreese also outlined how the Home for Vulnerable and Abused Teenagers will be operated.
How the home is going to operate is that once we realize and confirm that this teen is being sexually abused, that is teen have a problem with aggression or whatever, we want that teen to be removed from the home, especially if it's sexually abused. That teen would be removed from the home and would be housed at our academy. And they will stay there until the program is finished. So the program would involve counseling, trying to get out that emotion, how they feel, and be able, it's like a rehabilitation of their thought process so that they would be able to get rid of the trauma or be able to confront the trauma so that they're not stuck in that phase whereby the trauma is so great that they can't deal with it and they drop out of school or they become violent. We want to be able to rehabilitate their minds.
President of the Anointed Radical Mighty Youths Army of the Faith Word Ministries, Dr. Raquel Kreese. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.